Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit has released its draft budget for the next fiscal year. Joining us on the KSRO live line is Marin County Supervisor and Chair of the Smart Board of Directors, Eric Lucan. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, Supervisor, can you tell us what kind of expansion projects are included in the proposed budget?
Yeah, so our budget really reflects our four core pillars at SMART around ridership, pathways, extensions, and freight. I think on the extensions front, a lot of exciting things that are coming up in this next fiscal year. One is to complete the Petaluma North project for that second station in Petaluma, to get the Windsor extension completed by April of 2025. We have three pathway projects under construction and then beginning design work on the Healdsburg extension. So lots of investments in extending SMART.
Eric, it seems as if SMART's kind of made it through that pandemic-era slump. Ridership seems to be going well. We're over the hill?
Well over the hill. SMART, amongst the different transit agencies in the Bay Area, is the number one transit agency on ridership recovery since the pandemic. Not only have we recovered all of the ridership, we are actually carrying more passengers now than we were pre-pandemic and setting all-time ridership records. Just last month, the month of April, we set a new all-time record for over 80,000 trips. And that's not just since the pandemic. That's since SMART started service in 2017. Riders are returning and new riders are coming to SMART.
Now, SMART has offered free ridership for youth and seniors. Can you tell us what portion of ridership is made up by youth and seniors?
Yeah, we're really excited about this pilot program that we started in April, and it's going to run through the end of June next year, 2025. Free fares for all youth, 18 and younger, and older adults, 65 plus. You just have to hop on the train. You might be asked for your identification, but it's as easy as that. We found that 42% of the population in Marin and Sonoma are either youth or seniors, but it only accounted for 25% of our ridership. So there is definitely an opportunity to expand that, make it easy to ride SMART. And we're seeing right away that a lot of those riders are using the midday service where we have extra capacity on the train. So it's really a win-win. And what we've seen in April so far shows that people are really enjoying the free fares.
Eric, tomorrow's Ride Your Bike to Work Day. SMART has been great for bicyclists. You want to expound on that a little bit?
Yeah. I encourage everybody to get out and ride your bike tomorrow. But, we're seeing about 15% of the passengers that are riding SMART are riding SMART with bikes. We're seeing similar counts on our pathways. That's why we're continuing to invest in our pathways. In fact, in this upcoming budget cycle, there's going to be nearly a $26 million investment in expanding those pathways. And it's a big part of our ridership for people to be able to make that first and last mile connection.
Tell us about freight. Is freight use on the lines helping to offset budget costs?
You know, the freight budget is kind of kept separate. It covers its own cost, but it's we definitely could use a few more customers there. But if you look at the freight budget for this upcoming fiscal year, we're going to bring in about $1.8 million in revenue and spend about $1.8 million. So it's relatively flat, but the long-term forecast is that it could start to lose money in some future years, so we need to figure out how to shore that up. But for this upcoming fiscal year, it remains flat.
Eric, I was reading this story about this guy whose car broke down, and he was freaking out because he didn't have an affordable way to get to work, and he Googles and finds SMART, sort of like his story. How do you get the word out about the great option you guys have?
You know, the free fares for youth and seniors is a good way to just get people talking about it. We want as many people to come and ride SMART. Those that ride it are our biggest advocates. Everybody who comes and goes for a ride loves it, talks about it, enjoys it. We get some of the highest scores in folks that ride SMART. So it's a matter of getting word out, and I think it shows that we're doing a good job. If we're carrying more passengers now than we were during the pandemic, and we're the number one transit agency in the Bay Area for ridership return, we're doing some things right, and our budget reflects that. We're going to continue to invest in ridership. We're going to continue to keep the fare discount that we had in place for For all other riders, we're going to keep that low. We're going to continue to move forward with the free fares for youth and seniors, and we're even going to be adding a couple trips. Right now, we run 38 trips, and we're going to increase that to 42 to give even more options in the morning and evening commute hours.
Now, you talked about expanding the line towards Healdsburg. What about Cloverdale? I know a lot of people there are anxious to be able to ride.
Yeah, we're anxious to complete the plan. You know, step one was get to Windsor. We've got that funded, and that will be open in 2025. We still have a bit of a funding gap on Healdsburg, but that's just one step closer. And a big part of that is being able to get Healdsburg and Cloverdale into the regional plan as well. And if we're able to do that, that will help us secure some federal dollars to be able to get to Cloverdale.
We appreciate your time. Thank you for talking with us.
You got it. Thank you so much.
That is Marin County Supervisor and Chair of the SMART Board of Directors, Eric Lucan.